You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Justin Wayne.
Stop falling down on me. It's just my state of mind. This vision is so far for me to see. No wonder that I'm losing sight. This transformation you discover. What will we be as we're getting older?
Again, end of the month, which means Alex KW is on the line, and we're talking about Discovery 2 once again down at the AAA. And I did look when I was down there this last time, Alex, and it is they have in quotes the AAA, so I've confirmed that it's the AAA. Or at least that's what the sign said. So how are you doing, Alex?
I'm all right, thank you. Okay. Comes around quickly, doesn't it?
It does.
It only seems like yesterday.
I think partially that's because of all the rioting and craziness that was going on. I think that the rest of the month seemed to get absorbed into that, and then Oh shoot, it's the end of the month already. Cool.
Yeah.
So, but we've already talked a lot about the riots on this particular show. So we'll I know that you were sort of near them as well down in where you live, and we were obviously near them where we were. And I think it sort of. If you lived in England, it was sort of hard to avoid being affected in some way, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would. Well, certainly if you're in any of the big cities.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're living in the countryside, it probably didn't touch you too much. But it was extraordinary, really, the whole thing.
Yeah. But right before the riots happened, we had a really good Discovery 2 last month, and really good time. We've still been playing Calvin Roche's stuff. We've played Bow and the Arrows quite a bit, and then Jordan Rain was a friend of ours. We've still been playing her. And
I saw you skanking to the Left Step Band.
They were great. I really really enjoyed those guys a lot. They were fun.
They are. They're really good, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of festivals since you saw them. I haven't spoken to them since then.
Yeah.
But I think they'll go down well at festivals, wouldn't you?
Yeah. There's people that want to dance and stuff. Yeah. There's always people that want to dance at festivals. Yeah. Dancing at festivals is good. But you've got a really good lineup this month. You've got a bunch of really new, brand new singles that have been coming out. One of the bands is going to be launching their single, and the other one has got the single coming out very, very close to the night. So really sort of exciting Discovery 2 this month for August.
Yeah, Felix Fables, who described their sound as folk and roll. They're similar to Mumford's, but they've got their new single coming out on the 26th of August, so they're going to launch it at the Discovery Night, so that's really exciting.
Yeah.
It's a single called Wonderful World.
Yes, we'll put that on at the end of the segment, I think, because it's a good tune. So, but we've got Geneva, who's a late addition to the roster this time, but well in there. It's a good tune you've got for us as well from her.
Yeah, Geneva was originally on X Factor, and then she was in a girl band, but she started writing and singing very early, and she actually formed a band at one point with Ed Sheeran,
Ooh.
Who, as you know, is another Discovery performer. They were at the Guildford Academy of Contemporary Music. The girl band that she was in was something that Simon Cole and Louis Walsh put together called Belle Arnie. Mm. And I think she just decided that she wanted to do a solo career, so she got together with the Gold Dust production team. And a lot of her stuff is quite club orientated, actually. Dance stuff, and she works with rappers. But she's actually going to perform an acoustic set.
Mm.
So she's going to have a double bass player and percussion and a guitarist. So that could be, you know, I think it'll be interesting. And she's got a good management team behind her. We've got her. And then we've got a brand new band from London called Meet the Neighbours. And they really merge indie blues and psychedelic reggae and a bit of good old-fashioned rock. And they're just starting to gig around London, but I've seen them, and I think the singer writes some good songs, so they've been added to this bill.
Mm.
And then we've got Isabel Womwell, who is from the Warren record label in Hull, and the Warren is also a youth centre. It's a fantastic place, the Warren, actually, and it's a real hub for the music of Hull.
Hmm.
And I work with them quite a lot because it's quite hard for them to get their artists, their emerging artists, on the right kind of showcases in London.
Of course.
Because a lot of the promoters are demanding that acts bring people in, but you know, if you're from Hull, how are you going to have a fan base in London? So I'm, for instance, breaking her into this lineup because they're all the other acts are London acts.
Hmm.
But she's been compared to Tracy Chapman, Beth Orton, and she obviously mixes rock, folk and reggae, but it's quite poppy. And she supported the Magic Numbers and Noah and the Whale.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's got an album coming out. The album has just been released. It is out. And that's on Warren Records, and it's distributed by Believe Distribution. And Believe power Zimbalum Distribution, who have partnered with Discovery. Hmm. So it's all connected.
Yeah. At some point, it has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It all comes around the seven layers of the independent music industry. Well, let's hear a track from Isabel Wumwell now, and it's her MySpace. MySpace. Oh, all right, why not? MySpace.com/YSABELLE, and then WOMBWELL. We'll put the links on the show notes on the website, on our website as well. But MySpace.com/IsabelWumwell. She's also on SoundCloud, so you can look for her under the Warren Records banner on SoundCloud. And let's hear this track right now, which Warren Records wanted us to feature, and it is a very good track in itself. The Man I Meant to Love, right here on the Justin Wayne Show with Alex KW and Discovery 2, happening this Thursday. Get down there.
There's a man on my step tonight. I look up and he always smiles back. We say morning and goodbye, forever waiting for the other. There's a man with a lost boy's soul, staring back, rekindle his youth. Reverse his curse of knowledge, make him the man he was meant to be. I miss him when he's gone, the man on my morning step, the man I'm meant to love.
Once again, Isabel Wumwell. Of course, I didn't say in the first segment, just briefly I said it. Thursday night, of course, which is the 25th of August, down at the AAA. And it's if you want to get tickets, it's AAA.uk.net, or you can find Discovery on Facebook, facebook.com/discoverytalentofficial. And the next track we've got, you've got a really This is Geneva we're going to play next, which is the she was on X Factor then, and then you've already sort of given us the bio of her, but the track we're going to play is very produced, which is good, and it'll be interesting because you're saying that she's got a double bass and a total acoustic set for us on the night.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's hear this one as well, and then we're going to talk more about we've got Alex and I have got some things planned for Discovery 2, for this particular one, actually. We've got a couple of people doing some recording and some extra podcasting bits live at the show. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. Right now, it is Geneva, and this tune is called Karma, and it's featuring Youngin, and she'll hear it right at the beginning. Here are the Justin Wayne Show with Alex of Discovery 2.
Geneva. 2011. Youngin. Yeah. Girl, let me see you working.
I got my heels on. Hear them click as I walk away.
Look out, cause I'm out here. Yeah.
It won't be too long.
Too long.
I'll be gone when night turns to day.
Once again, that was Geneva, and Karma was a tune, and we have Alex and I have some things to tell you about what we're brewing up for Discovery 2. Alex is pointing me in the direction of both the sound guy Ed and Lee, who is one of the students that works with us, and we're going to be doing some recording and stuff. Should we talk about that, Alex, and the plan is?
Yeah, because not everybody can get to these shows, and so it's really good to be able to podcast it, and it's something I've always wanted to do. Mm. So from we started working with you and Recharge Radio, it seemed natural progression, didn't it?
It is, yeah. I think that, especially because you do, and we finally got down there last time, and you do put on a really nice show, and there's not a lot of gap in between the bands, and there's, you know, it's really high production value, and all the bands are always really good, so it seems silly to not get some of that live magic on, or at least try and reproduce some of that live magic on a podcast on, and let people listen to it. So, yeah.
Definitely, and also, you know, it's exciting to see in a few years' time where these artists are as well, to have that record, I think is great.
Yeah, so... This time we've got Lee's going to be down there with his recording setup. Lee Fenwick is one of the students, and he has very graciously accepted the job of recording it and doing some interviews live on the night with the bands as well. So he's going to produce the whole thing, and thus is becoming a producer for Recharge Radio. It's sort of how that works, I suppose. If you're going to do the work, you may as well have the title.
That's worked out really well then, hasn't it?
Yeah. And he's a lovely guy, and I'm excited to see what we put together here. And we may even expand further as far as our podcasting and recording involvement on the night. So we'll see how this first one goes. So if you're listening to this show now, by this time next month, it'll be out as well. And if you're listening sometime in the middle of September, have a look on rechargeradio.com for that podcast and have a listen to what happens on these magical nights of Discover 2. Oh, the cat has shown up now.
The cat is quite a regular feature on Recharge Radio.
Especially this time of night, he likes to chase things around the house. So that's a good time for that, apparently. But we've got a great. Will you introduce the next act for us? This is Meet the Neighbors coming up. This next tune we're going to play.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, that Meet the Neighbors are a brand new band. Hmm. And they're fronted by a guy called Ranald MacDonald, who I think's been writing songs for a long time, and he has been in other bands, but this is the band that he feels he's really excited about at the moment. And he's got a very good guitarist who's at one of the music colleges, and I saw them at a gig in Camden, and I really enjoyed them. So they're obviously the most inexperienced act on the bill for Thursday, but they've got a lot of potential, and I think I'd like to see that by performing at Discovery that maybe we can help them progress a bit further. They've got a manager now, so you know that is a very good starting point, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
To have somebody pushing for you so that you haven't got to be getting all your own gigs and things.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, let's put this one on. This is Meet the Neighbors. And if you search for them on Facebook, you'll find their page. But this tune is called Calm Down. And because they're new, go to their Facebook page and like them, so they get that that nice showing of Facebook likes, as every band should. Once again, Calm Down here on the Justin Wayne Show, Discovery 2.
He had holes in his shoes. You just can't refuse. Yeah, enough is to lose. Won't you just calm down? Why'd you have to be so loud? Just let your head down. You're the one who's been so walking down the street around the quarter to four. I stumble on a girl I'd never seen her before. She said, tell me something physical I need to obey. You can see the shards of glass embedded in her gaze. Been happening for days. You just can't escape. Won't you just calm down? Why'd you have to be so loud? Well, I was walking down the street around the quarter to two. I stumbled on a girl, she told me, what can I do? We said, let's go trip some wires, I'm an affectionate guy. Those sainted misdemeanors never fail to surprise. Looks in her eyes, you just can't deny. Won't you just calm down?
so loud. And just let your head down. You're the one who's been so
once again, Meet the Neighbors, and we're going to be very excited to see them on Thursday. And I will say once again, thank you to Lee, who's going to be recording on Thursday. I'm going to be back in Minneapolis, seeing my family, but we'll be there next week. And you've got two events coming up in September. Alex, tell us about the 15th of September.
Yeah, the 15th of September is called Almost Blues, and it's basically new artists but jazz, blues and soul influenced. And I've got a great guy from Kent called Richard Navarro, and he's a jazz artist with soulful melodies and a bit of swing influences. And I mean, he's played at the Bush Halls, the Water Rats, the Troubadour, and he's played in Europe and Japan as well. And he's got a new EP coming out, so he'll be promoting that. Robert Plant describes him as classy, and the Troubadour venues say deeply talented. And then another singer called Karin Fransson, who's Swedish, and she's just released an album. She's soul, jazz influenced, and Andy Mitchell from the Yardbirds is quoted as saying that she has an amazing voice. So I saw her the other day at her album launch, and the place was absolutely packed, and it was great because I've seen her for 3 years developing her career on her own, and it's good to see that she's now got an album out. So I'm going to have her performing. And then a lady called Anna Jane Burton, who is she's currently on the Chris Moyles, she's in the in-house band on the Chris Moyles show.
Cool.
With another past Discovery performer who's a jazz artist called Orly Niles, but she studied guitar at Guildford University, and she's very influenced by the classic Motown voices, an old soul, sort of Ray Charles, Sam Cooke. And she's in quite a few different... She's got quite a few different projects on the go, but she's going to be performing on her own on that night.
Hmm.
And I'm looking for one more artist for that event as well, or it could be a band. So, yeah. That's the 15th of September.
Get in touch, Justin at rechargeradio.com. We'll send you on through to Alex. And,
excellent.
Anyone else that wants to be on one of these nights, it's always the last Thursday in the month, and Alex is always looking for more people. So if you want to be considered for that gig, do give me an email, Justin at rechargeradio.com, and I'll send you on to Alex, and we'll get you on there, because it's definitely a good showcasing gig to do.
And it's good if the artists have got something that they're aiming for. Maybe they are looking for an agent, or they've got an EP that they're releasing, so we can you know, target the right people to try and get them to the event and make it worthwhile for everybody.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that you're all plugged into, all that stuff, so you can certainly lean one way or the other if an artist is looking for one thing or another. So that,
yeah,
very cool. But it's the 25th. It's, of course, tomorrow night at the AAA in Kensington. It's just on Kensington High Road, underneath a very good restaurant called the Archangel. Certainly recommend if you want to go along before 8 o'clock. Pop up there and have a bite to eat first. And it's £5 if you get the tickets beforehand at AAA.uk.net, or it's £6 on the door. Do get down there and say hello to Alex. You had banana bread last time, didn't you? Banana cake.
Yeah.
That was delicious. Yeah. Thank you.
Sometimes it's chocolate brownies. Ooh. Sometimes it's ginger cake.
Very nice. Do you have an idea what the cake is going to be this time, or the pudding, as it were?
Could be a sponge cake. Ooh. With strawberries and cream, maybe.
Wow. Very nice. Well, we've got one more band to play, and thanks again to Alex for being on. And it's facebook.com/discoverytalentofficial or Twitter, discovery_2. Follow them on Twitter. That's always all the magical stuff goes out on Twitter. All the videos of the bands that are playing and all that sort of stuff goes out there as well. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, thank you, Justin, because, I mean, this is a really big help to all the artists as well. They really appreciate it.
Yeah. No, I'm more than happy. That's what we're here for. Yeah. Well, let's do it. What's the band?
This is Felix Fables. Yes.
And this is the single that's going to be launched on the night, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's very exciting.
So you heard it here first. You can get this. I would imagine they'll be selling them tomorrow night. So
I'm sure they will.
Pick it up. It's a wonderful world, Felix Fables. And once again, thanks to Alex and Discovery 2 here on the Justin Wayne Show at Recharge Radio.
Dream as much as you can. It makes for a good living. Take each day as brand new, or get busy dying. Have you taken as much as you can? Have you taken as much as you can? My mother said you'd be better off dead, and now I'm understanding why she drowned the walls at the bottom of this bottle, this wonderful world. A wonderful world. A wonderful world. A wonderful world. A wonderful I'm
Great song by Felix Fables, and thanks again to Alex KW for coming on. It's always lovely when she comes in and does those. I'm going to just plunge on. I'm going to plunge into the last half hour of the show right now with some more music. Since we did enough chatting, let's hear from one of our Musicians Clinic alumni. And I think Musicians Clinic is coming back. If you've been interested, the Musicians Clinic is coming back 17th of September. It's going to be new and different and fancy and fun. And if you're an alumni, you're more than encouraged to come along, because we're going to be having the second hour set aside specifically for a discussion. And we're going to be, so we're going to have our demos in the first hour, and the second hour is going to be a discussion driven by a presentation by one of our esteemed industry people that we've got along with us. So that's we've yet to decide on the topic. We've been discussing the topic heatedly in the forums, in the Musicians Clinic panel forums, but we're going to settle on something in the next week or two, and then we'll let you know. But it is 17th of September at the Hawley Arms in Camden here in London. And let's hear from Bernadette now. She is an alumni. This is a great tune. It's called Submariners here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Remembering home where high on the landing walls my father hung watercolors of propeller planes. Here I keep a picture of a mountain in the winter. I wrap my hands around my eyes, masking out its borders, thinking of the wind-blown pines. As I sniff the damp paper, dive, breathe, dive, dive, dive.
Some good advice goes missing from foresight. From time to time, the distance can be cinematic. I pray for rain to wash away, but set in silence, I close my eyes and pray that a blind delight arrives on time. In time, it makes for questions torn at the sides. In all directions, the changing mind tries to remember it's time to go. We'll all stay out of sight just for a while. A stitch in time holds sight. The broken man preserves a name, so curse his daughters. How could we know that no one heard his cry? Surrender. I close my eyes and pray that a blind delight. Of great importance, stay for the day. Somewhere is set alight, but I don't mind. Above us are archways. The space is tame. The rest of us are sure to follow. You're just in time, cause everything is automatic. I close my eyes and pray that a blind delight arrives on time.
Right, that is the band Aerials Up from Scotland, and they're on Facebook and all that sort of fun stuff. You can find them. That's a great song. I like that tune. It was called, Stay Awake. Stay Awake, man. I've got a couple more songs for you, and then, of course, Rodrigo de Sá on the Island Music Show is coming up after this. And this particular song I was going to play way earlier in the show, and I nearly forgot, but it's fantastic, and I'm glad that I'm glad they're going to play it. They got in touch with us on the show. They're called Charlie Wood. They got in touch with us on the Facebook page, I believe, and sent us along the entire EP, which is called Plan C. It's their second EP. There's a first EP out already. You can find them on... It's Charlie with a Y, Charlie Wood. You can find them on Facebook and all those types of fun places. And do get in touch with them. They're a great band, as you're going to hear right now. This is a cool little song, and I think I might send this out to the Rioters. The song is called Nobody Does What They're Supposed To These Days. Once again, it's Charlie Wood here on the Justin Wayne Show's Recharge Radio.
Nobody does what they're supposed to these days. It's a disease of the times, a reprehensible play. And you only get if you combine different twists. You try a wink and a smile and you will never get paid. Everyone's got their own problems. Don't try to weigh my burden down. Why do you drink your own poison? You can always turn yourself around. No matter what you give, you get back more. What is true is just a flash in the pan. Friction gives you blisters. Some things you know you just can't plan. Being hard will crack you, that's for sure. Turn your head as you walk by. Cause God forbid you catch my eye. TV's got us so afraid. Just remember, nobody dies if you look in their eyes. It's my prize for living life all alone. And every tiny child knows a pair of smiles. You know it never gets old. Excuse me, sermon preacher. A fear of dying is the only thing that keeps him around.
I do like bands with a nice drummer. That band definitely has it. They're the Buffalo Killers. That song is called Huma, and it is their first song off. I've got a little... I don't think that's out yet. I've got just a filler for the title of the album. So go check BuffaloKillers.com and you can find out more about them. They are a fabulous band, which came to us via Titty Bingo. Randy, who manages all their online stuff, sent us that along. Band that he has found. They're great. Thanks for sending that along, Randy. And the last song I'm going to leave you with this week, make sure you do get a chance to, if you do have a chance to go out and see Discovery 2 down there in Kensington High Road in London, AAA.UK.net. You've heard all four of the bands. It's going to be a great week. That's tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, every last Thursday of the month. And if you're interested in playing that one, as I said before, do get on an email to me, justin@rechargeradio.com, and we'll see what we can do for you. Magical artists that want to play it. Right. So, and if you're hearing this podcast a little bit further on into the week or the month or the year, it's every at the end of every month. So, and she's committed to keeping on doing it. She's been doing it for about three years now. So it's not going anywhere, and survived a couple of venues shutting down as well. So. Great thing for you to be a part of. Let's hear our last tune of the evening. Thanks very much to Alex KW, and happy birthday again to Irk, and hello to Judy. I know Irk is still traveling. I think he's in England right now, but he's traveling the world and has been away from home for a while, so I bet Mom misses him. I know I would. He's a lovely, lovely chap indeed. But let's play this last one for them as well. Well, no, maybe we shouldn't, because it's called Man on the Edge. Great tune here from their album, their debut CD, Don't Turn Back. This is October Soul, ending the Justin Wayne Show for this week. See you next week. It's the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
There's a man on the edge, in the edge. Way, yeah, yes, he did.
There he stands. Ooh, yeah, yeah. You know he found his way.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.